Es chazor zu sich in Ishmas Habachi, ich eschel Schlag über Avram Yehuda. Echt der Bruch ist daf mehr Malo. Mishnah said, hoi lefon avminu harbe, etc. Ula says, the machlekes in the Mishnah is where they are, we have many items of the same type of bracha, and the question is, which one do you take to make the bracha? And in that case, Rabbi Yehuda says, you pick the one that's of the Shiras Aminu, and the Rabbanan say, you pick whichever one you prefer. However, if there were different brachas to the different items, all would agree that each different bracha item would need its own bracha. Bryce says if someone has a radish and an olive, he makes the bracha on the radish, the hadoma, and it patters the eights of the olive. That case, Akumar, is where the radish is the ikr, and that's why you only make a bracha on the ikr, and it patters the tafel. The Bryce then says, Rabbi Yehuda says, you make a bracha on the zayas because it's from the Shiras Aminu. If we're talking about the case where the tznoin was the ikr, then Rabbi Yehuda would agree you don't make a bracha on the zayas. The Bryce is missing words, and the machloikis, where Rabbi Yehuda says you make a bracha on the zayas, is actually talking about a case where the tznoin was not the ikr, rather, where you have a couple of items that are all ha'eitz, then that's when Rabbi Yehuda says you make a bracha on the zayas first, because the zayas is from the Shiras Aminu. The machlekes between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafkas, with regard to what the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are, is in the Mishnah. One says machlekes is when both items are of the same bracha. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda says you make a bracha on the one of the Shiras Aminu, because that's more important. And the Rabbanan say, in that case, you make on the one that you have a preference to eat. But all would agree that if they're different brachas, of course you have to make a separate bracha on each one. The other says that even if they have different brachas, they still argue. What does that mean? What are they still arguing? If they're different brachas, what's the argument? The argument is, Dr. Yirmiyah, the argument is, which bracha is to be made first? Like we find there, Rabbi Yosef, or Rabbi Yitzchak says, that we look at the pasuk of Eretz Chito, Sa'iru, Gefen, Ta'ena, Verima, and Eitz, Eretz, Zay, Shemen, Udvash, that whatever's earlier in the pasuk gets, should be, the bracha should be made on that first. This argues in Rav Chanan, Rav Chanan yashes that whole pasuk and says, that that's just coming to give you different shiurim based on the different of the Shiras Aminu. Kita teaches the Gabi this man, someone has to be in a base manuga before his clothing becomes tame. Ta'ira teaches how big a piece of bone has to be to give off tuma. Oihel. Gefen teaches the zayas needed for a nazir. Te'ena teaches the amount that one is chayef for carrying out on Shabbos. Yumain is the teaches a din in tuma of kalim. Eretz Zei Shemen is that many, many shiurim are of kizayas. Devash is the amount of a large date is that someone's chayef for eating on Yom Kippur. That's what we learn from that pasuk. Rav Yosef says all these shiurim are not written in the Torah. It's only they're drabban and the smachta, and therefore he could learn out his drasha also. Rav Chisna and Rav Nuna were eating together. They brought for them dates and pomegranates, and Rav Nuna went and made a bracha on the dates before the pomegranate. Rav Chisna said, you hold of Rav Yosef drasha that something that's listed earlier in the pasuk, that's what you're supposed to make the bracha on. Ibazoi, pomegranates are listed earlier in the pasuk. Rav Nuna said it's about how close it is to the word aretz, not how early it is in the pasuk. And since the date is listed closer to the word aretz in the pasuk, because it says the word aretz twice in the pasuk, therefore you make the bracha on the dates first. If figs or grapes are brought during the meal, Rav Nuna says they need a bracha before you eat them, but they do not need a bracha achorena. Nachman said this as well. Sheisha said it needs its own bracha before and its own bracha achorena as well. The fact that these rulings that you have to make a bracha before argue on Ruchia, because Ruchia says that the bread patters making any bracha on anything you can eat during a meal, and wine patters the bracha on any sort of drinks that you may drink during a meal. A papa paskins that things that are brought for the bread in this during the Suda, then they don't need a bracha before or after. If they're brought during the Suda, but they're not brought really for the bread, then they need a bracha before, but they do not need a bracha achorayna. Things that are normally brought after the Suda, and you have them during the Suda, they need a bracha before, and they need a bracha after. Ben Zayma explained that the reason why the things that are brought into the Suda don't need their own bracha is because the pas patters them. They asked, if so, then the pas should also patter a bracha on wine. Why does wine always need its own hagofen? He said, wine is different because wine requires its own, it's brought many times just to make a bracha on it. Like Rashi says, it's brought for, you have birchas chasanim, kiddush, and avdola, and therefore, it requires its own bracha even during a meal. Rav Huna ate a lot of pasa baba kisnin, cake type of foods, and he did not make a birchas hamazon afterwards. Rav Nachman said, since you ate enough to satisfy hunger and other people would normally be kaveya suda on that amount, you should really bench. Rav Yehuda once, by a chasana, brought pasa baba kisnin, cake, and he heard the rabbanon making a hamaitzi. He said, I don't understand why you're making hamaitzi. They said, because a brisa says that Ramayna in the name of Rabbi Yehuda the Tana says that you make a hamaitzi on pasa baba kisnin, and Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Moina. So Rabbi Yehuda the Amari said, no, ain halacha, Rabbi Moina is what he said. He didn't say the halacha follows Rabbi Moina. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda, but you yourself said that you're allowed to make an erev with this type of cake, and you make hamaitzi on them. He said that's only when you kaveya suda on it. But over here, where you're not being kaveya suda on it, you should not be making a hamaitzi.